Welcome, everybody. Share number 1128. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbanan Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfor Shalema Hilna Bas Fredel. Getting back to our malacha of tzad trapping. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about flies. If somebody has a fly in a certain area, you're allowed to close the door to an apartment. Are you allowed to close the door to a room, to a closet, to a cabinet, or possibly, let's say sometimes a fly gets caught in between the screen and the window. Could you close it then? So we're trying to discuss that issue. I do want to bring out, we spoke about last share. I will talk a little bit about the second sheet in Drama, which we started talking about. But we spoke about last share in reference to closing a closet, a larger closet. So that we said was no problem. Of course, it goes without saying in a room also. Let's say there's a fly flying around in the room, right? I walk into a room and there's a fly flying around. So the question is, am I allowed to close the door to the room? So that's for sure no problem. We said even by a larger closet, Teva Gedoyla said the Mishnah Berurah, that would be no problem. But so it goes without saying by in a room. Somebody's in a room, right? I go into to the room and there's a fly flies in. So could I close the door? Yeah, it's not, that's for sure is not a problem because of the fact that it's not considered trapped. The fly is not considered trapped, and it's a davar she'ein mina nitzai, then it's you can't catch it in one swipe, and so on, for the various different things we spoke about last year. Okay, so we have so far those two in a room is no problem, closing the door with the fly flying around in a large closet, closing the door with a fly flying around, no problem. Now the question is, I just want to explain a minute the tour, the second sheet and Ramah, which the Mishnah Berurah tells us preferably not to go with that shita. The Mishnah Berurah says we should go with the first shita to be machmer. In other words, if there are flies in a box, a smaller box, to be careful not to close the box. Or utensil, let's say, right? When we say box, we mean any type of utensil, a small utensil, whereby a person cannot grab it in one swipe, basically. So the second shita said that it's never a problem, even in a small box, a small utensil, because when you open it, it just flies away. It's a fast-moving thing. But the Mishnah, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how he explains it. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, because the Bach says to be Machmir, and the Magen Avraham also, so we have to be careful to go with the first shita, not to close, if it's a smaller box, smaller utensil, and there's no hole somewhere whereby the flies could fly out, even a smaller hole where they could get out, so then one should be careful not to close the box, not to close the utensil. Or if they do, they could just make sure to leave a little bit of an opening by either sticking something between the cover and the box, the cover and the utensil, or just leaving it a little bit open. So I just want to explain a minute the second sheet. In other words, what do we mean when the Torah says, the second sheet in Ramah, what does he mean that, good, if I open it up, so it flies away. So he says, brings the Mishnah Berurah, Zifkat and Tezayin, interesting, that how to explain the Torah that we see in the Gemara, actually says that by a kaveris like the verm, like a beehive, right? If somebody, let's say, covers a beehive, most people are not covering a beehive on Shabbos, but just to understand the case, somebody covers a beehive, and they cover the beehive to the point whereby there's no holes at all in the covering, and the bees can't get out, right? Let's say. So then it's also mishum psikresha. So if they cover it, let's say, for some reason, but they don't do it to trap the bees, I'm not doing it to trap the bees, I'm just covering the beehive, but it's a psikresha that the bees will be trapped. Now, we're putting aside a minute that the bees are, whether they're minanitzed or eneminanitzed, in other words, are they a creature that's usually trapped to be used? Are they not? We saw there's a machloikis we spoke about last time. Okay, that's not the issue right now, but we want to bring out the point. Mikol Mokim, he says, but by zvuvim, by the flies, the shani is going to be different. Let me create the cloud. By a fly, according to the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramar, according to the second sheet of the second opinion, the Lo Mikre Tzidei Klal is not considered trapped at all. The Leroyv Katnusa Motzoi Kishe Sheke Shoy Poiseach. Right, Hakli Baruch Hakol Misham. As soon as you open it up, because they're so tiny and small, and they fly fast, they're going to run away very quick, and they're very hard to catch. So since they're very hard to catch, but that's by a fly. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, interesting, Mashen came be kaveres. We see in the Gemara, if you cover a beehive, right, even for another purpose, you can't do it because it's a secretion. It's going to happen automatically that you're trapping them. Yeah, guy, you'll tell me, well, I'm covering the beehive for some other reason, right? No, but automatically, it's going to, inevitably, they'll be trapped, right? So that's what we call a secretion. Mashen came be kaveres, he says, the vayrim shimaleyahim, Bees are a little bit larger and they're slower. Obviously, bees are slower. Flies are like, you know, how many of us we see a fly on the table during the week, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't kill the fly. You have to be careful. You cannot kill a fly. You can't take a fly swatter and swipe the fly and kill it. You can't do that. But let's say during the week, Sunday, Monday, right? You have a fly on the table. You smash it down with your hand with a fly swatter even sometimes. It flies away. It's very hard to catch. A bee is much easier. Bees, you could, a little bit different. A bee could sting. You have to be careful. But a bee is much easier to catch. They go slower, right? They're a little bit larger, depending on the size of the fly. But usually a bee is a little bit larger, especially the larger bees. They're much larger. But Masha'enkem bekaveres devarim himalayahem, and he says in the bee hive also, it's full of bees, and there's slow-moving action over there. So it's impossible that you won't be catching at least some of them, right? You have, let's say, 20, 30 bees. I don't know how many bees are in a beehive. If you throw something, a cover over a regular beehive for whatever the reason is, it's a secretion. Automatically, inevitably, you'll be trapping bees inside. Even also, if you'll say most of them will run away, but you'll be trapping some of them, right? So that's the difference between a bee and a fly in reference to this whole issue that we're talking about, in reference to closing the door or whatever the case is. Therefore, it's considered trapping. So we want to keep in mind one thing, that this whole heter of Lefi, the Torah, the second Shita, that this whole heter would not apply to bees. We said bees is a different issue, because if we know it's going to sting somebody, whatever, okay, we spoke about that, you could cover it with a cup, but we can't use the same thing as the same sfarah, as far as they'll fly away when I open up the box, like in conjunction with the fly. V'abach posak, but Lamaisa tells us, Mishabrua, since the bach, v'abach posak lahach makadei v'shayna, chayin magad avram, kosev v'chay nika, that the magad avram, the bach, they say, no, you have to go with the first shita, in the Ramah, from the Mordechai and whatever, from the Gemara. So he says, we have to go with the other shita, the first shita, whereby one should be careful and not to close a small box, even though it's a fly in it. Balkein yesh liris lafriach hazavuvim. Therefore, tells us Mishabura, if you have flies in a box, don't close the box, unless you have a hole, like we said, right? So then they can fly out. But otherwise, if you're going to close it, just chase them away. You can't kill them. Just chase the flies away. But then he ends off interesting. Vayim betaz shechriya, the mikaveh shechriyach is good. So let's say you have in a utensil, have a fly, a flew in, or two flies, I don't know, in a box, a utensil, whatever. So tells us the taz, vayim betaz shechriya, the mikaveh shechriyach is good. So I chased away the fly, right? I saw a fly into the box. So I have a couple of flies. I chased them away. They flew away. The mikaveh shechriyach is good. Shirab enav. I saw them fly away. Two. So he says an interesting thing. Does the taz brings down the Mishabura, brings his taz. Two ain sarach la'ayin ledaktek ula ye sham oid ezizvuvim. You don't have to go checking. Maybe there's another fly that's hiding in the corner over there in this box or whatever. I'm going to make a bedika, you know, make a complete checking on the box, maybe in the utensil that I'm closing, right? You took a swipe, you chased them away, you know there was two flies in there, whatever, you chased them out and they flew away, and that's it, and finished. You don't have to be so, and the point is what the taz is saying, the Mishabura is bringing down the taz. Doesn't have to be so worried. Just chase them away and that's it. Finish. Don't kill them. Of course you can't kill them. Just chase them out of the box, out of the utensil. And then you could close the utensil. Or close the box or whatever the case is. And then you don't have to sit and worry, well, maybe there was another fly in the corner. Let me check it. Two ain sarech la'ayin l'daktek ula yin shom oid eziz vuvim. Kevin dezeh lehavi elasofik. The whole thing, Lamais, is a sophic psikration. It's a question of possibly that, no, psikration meaning, again, that automatically it's going to happen. Now, over here, once you chased away the flies from the utensil, once you chased away the flies from the box, so the whole thing is a question. Let me go check it. Maybe there's another fly. So it's really a question on the if they'll be trapped automatically, if there's any flies that are left in the utensil, or if there's any flies left in the container. And the whole thing is the Rabbanon to begin with, so he says, "Kaven dezel lehavi elas sofik psikresha the milta derabana do davish ein b'mina nitzayt." And the whole thing is ein b'mina nitzayt bechlal, right? The fly in general, we say, is even if somebody would trap it and use it, worst case scenario would be derabana ein lahachma kol kach. We're not so worried, tells us the Taz. So that's an important point that he brings out. So let's just sum up real quickly what we have from today's shir. Number one, the difference between a fly and a bee. But bees are much easily, we said if it's dangerous, so that's a different issue. That's not what we're talking about right now. But we're talking about right now, regular case, let's say the bee, and I know 100% it's not stinging, whatever case it, but the difference between a bee and a fly flies away real quick, and a bee, or by a beehive more by a beehive, would be a psychratia if you cover it up, that automatically they'll be trapped. But a fly could fly away quicker. And then we saw real quickly that Lemaisa the Mishnah Berurah said that one should be machmer. We saw the Bach, the Magram, one should be machmer if there's a fly or flies in a utensil, in a small box, small utensil. We'll talk about a little bit bigger items upcoming shiurim, but in a small box, small utensil, then one should be careful not to close it. If they have to close it, then make sure you leave it a little bit open, or stick a knife in between, or a spoon or something to make sure that there's a space, even a small space whereby they could escape, then that would all be fine. And then we said we brought down from the Taz, brought down the Mishnah Berurah, that once you did, so what you do in that, you can't kill the fly, but just to chase them away from the box, or chase them out of the utensil, and then you don't have to sit and worry, well, maybe there's another fly, let me go check. Once you gave them a chase and they ran away, right, the flies ran away, you don't have to sit and worry, maybe there was a third fly or a fourth fly, let me go check and check the utensil, then you could just go ahead and close the box, or close the utensil, and there's no problem with that at all. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.